Good evening. This is Rabbi Mayevsky. Parshas Ekev, very important parsha, not just because we have the second portion of Kriya Shema, but what we have now is Moshe saying something that's a little unusual, but also I titled tonight Faith, Hope, and Understanding because they all play a great role in our lives as Jews today and certainly for the Jews in the Midbar. The first part about it is faith. And what faith is here when it says Vahoya Ekev Tishmiyun Eis Hamishkotim Oela Ushmartem Vasisem Osom. Now, a lot of times when we do something and we do a lot of mitzvot, then we do considerable amount of mitzvot. We daven every day. Whatever else we do, all the other mitzvot that we do on a daily basis, and we don't see any recompense. We don't see any schar, and of course we have a tradition, schar mitzvah b'hai al-maleka. We expected to get it at a later date. But that's still very hard to deal with. We are always hoping for the future, and there's faith and there's hope. What Moshe is telling us over here is, should you lose that hope, in other words, you have to have faith because it says, many times we have situations we've all been through. Most of us, and certainly a previous generation, have been through so many trials and tribulations and times when people lose hope. And we are told never to lose hope. When a sword is hanging over your head, not to lose faith. And of course, we've heard a lot of stories like that in the Holocaust. But various things, it goes beyond faith. We hope until the last second. But the faith is, God is saying, when we do a mitzvah, v'shomar Hashem Elokecha l'cha, we make a mishaberach for somebody who's sick, and maybe this time it doesn't come true. Maybe this time God doesn't answer your prayer. But God is telling you, Moshe is saying over here, he's imparting the information. I've been there. And better than anybody else who's walked this earth, I do understand it a little bit better, even though not perfectly. God is putting it in the bank. Every time you do a mitzvah, God puts it in the bank. Maybe for what you're asking him, for what you're asking for him now, will not come to fruition. Maybe for this thing that you want at this moment, it will not come true. But God is putting it in the bank. It might help you for later, for another time. Yishomar Hashem Elokech Olecha Es Habris V'Esach Hesed Asher Nishbal Avosecha. Just like he came through for the Avos. It's not just because we have Zchus Avos. But Moshe is trying to enjoin us to remember, to start, it's nice when you inherit. Your parents leave you a big bank account. It's wonderful, and you have much to live on. It's great. But imagine that we feel good because we could live beyond our means that we expected to, perhaps, and we have the Zchus Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Of course, we know that in this generation, Zchus Avos Tamu. However, certainly in the time of the Dor HaMidbar, their Zchus Avos hadn't left them yet, Asher Nishbal Avosecha, that I promised them. But he was trying to tell them, Vahei Becho, Veirach Echo, Veirbecho, Veirach Grivit Echo, Fri Avosecha. And he goes on to tell them, what are we doing over here is, how much better would it be if you began your own bank account? How great would you feel if you yourself built up a bank account? Not just to live off the zchus, the merit of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in our great-grandparents and our grandparents and parents who have done much for us, but imagine if we had the capability for every day when we put on our tefillin or we do mitzvos every day when we daven or whatever else we do. Imagine building up your own bank account and being able to live off of that. That is the greatest bracha that we could have. Baruch tiyeh mikol ha'amim. We build up our own bank account. That's a phenomenal feeling of self-worth. And maybe while we don't get the recompense. We don't get the reward in this world. But if we build up the bank account, there will be enough left over for the Olam Haba that we could enjoy it from Olam Hazeh. And perhaps in addition to that, what we could enjoy in this world is what the zchus avos will be. But in the next world, we will benefit from all the mitzvot that we do. But God is telling us to have that faith. Never give up hope and have that faith. When we get to the last part of the thing is faith, hope, and understanding. And Moshe Rabbeinu over here, he's trying to give over his thought process like a teacher is trying to tell you something here. And he's talking to a new generation. And as I told my shul last week, imagine, I've been in the shul, started late in life, but for 25 years, and if I started to complain to my young congregation that I have now, it's a much younger congregation, and start to complain to them about all the things that went wrong in the first 2 or 3 years, and they wouldn't have any idea what I was talking about because none of them were there at that time. The people in the shul have changed over. The older generation has passed on. The new generation has now come along. They're mostly younger people in the shul, and they would have no clue to what I'm referring to. And that's the same thing that B'nai Yisrael are going through here in the Midbar. And Moshe has to clue them in on everything that went wrong. And he tells them every misstep you make, he saw all the complications that it caused, that it took us 40 years to make this trip. But you are the ones who are finally reaping the rewards. And I'm telling you, you are getting the zchus avos. But if you want to, uverachacha, if God will bless you, uverachacha v'hirbecha, if you will listen to the laws, not just go into the land of Eretz Yisrael in the zchus of the avos, but if you will obey the laws, v'hayoyim shemoa tishmael v'tzvos Hashem alokecha, then you will reap the rewards from your own bank account. And that is what Moshe is telling them. And then Baruch tiyeh mikolu amim. But what he's saying is over here is after 40 years of living in the Midbar, we have a klal, and we tell us, Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos, ben arboim levina, one of the things that we acquire at the age of 40 years old, we are told that we shouldn't learn certain things before we're 40. We wouldn't understand them properly. What is this all about? B'nai Yisrael were in the Midbar for 40 years, and guess what? God is telling them the parsha begins with a very interesting sentence. We are all told, Mo'edos v'hachukim v'hamishpotim, there's three categories of mitzvot, some that we understand, some that we don't understand, some that are on the periphery of understanding and not, they make sense on some level, but that's between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of just being a Jew. And then there are societal laws, civil laws, that are very easily to understand. And yet the parasha begins, V'eila evayoyim ekev tishmiyun, eit hamishpotim u'eila. It only uses the term mishpotim. It doesn't say eidos u'chukim. Why doesn't it say chukim to understand, to do the laws that we understand and do the laws we don't understand? Because if Ben Avraham Levina, the people that are now going in, have the benefit of 40 years, even if they haven't experienced all 40 years in the Midbar, but they've had the benefit of grandparents and parents who have told them, and Moshe is filling them in on all of the events that happened in the last 40 years, and now you understand a lot better than you would normally. If you were just going out of Mitzrayim, you couldn't handle the things. You wouldn't have that faith yet. But now that you've lived, Hamachilcha Mon Bamidbar, Shelo Yodun Avosecha, you've been eating the mon for 40 years. You've been wearing the same clothes for 40 years. They've grown with you. And you see that. You're experiencing all these things, that all these miraculous things that you've gone through. You've had mon from the heaven, you've had water from a rock, your clothes are growing with you, and now you're going into the land, and you've had battles for the last couple of years, and you've won handily every single battle with zero casualties. Imagine, you see what happens when you do the right thing. You have the ability now to have a deeper understanding. So things that maybe would not have made sense to you, some of the chukim that the previous generation in the Midbar, they had all these problems and they didn't understand because they were a free people. Their minds weren't formulated to the age of 40 in terms of being a free people for 40 years. You have been free for 40 years. And you've seen all these miraculous events take unfold in the Midbar for 40 years. Now you are able to understand the Chukim on a level of Mishpatim. These are the things that you've attained now. You have a Havana. You have a deeper understanding. And that's what I hope now that you reach that point. And that's why it says, Hen tochal v'savoto uvotim tovim v'yoshavto. I want you to know, we know that usually all the mitzvot that we do in the world, we say we do them over lasiyos, and as we do the mitzvah, before we take a bite of an apple, we make a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Borei Peri Ha'et. We make a bracha for everything we do, or as we're doing it, and we say Birchas HaTorah, Midoraisa, various things, whether the bracha is Midrabanan, whether the bracha is Midoraisa. Benching, which is the raisa, is the only thing that we do when we finish the bracha. When we finish, that is the part that we say. The bracha before is when we say, thank you, God, for the food that we were about to eat. That is the rabbanon. That is a rabbinic law that I've put in through the rabbis, as we learn in Gemara Brachas. But what is midoraisa? Is what comes from the Torah is the bracha achrona, the bench after you, the make of alamichia, to say birchas hamazon after we finish. And why is this the only thing that we do? Because the parasha says v'ochalta v'savata uveirachta. So we know we have to bench, but v'ochalta v'savata. What happens when we eat? So we thank God, but we tend to, when things are going well, when we become very well to do and we feel satisfied, your house of the Savata, we forget sometimes where it came from. Now it's Virom Levovecha, Vishochachtois Hashem Elokecha. Our hearts grow full and we start to think we had a good meal. We thank God for what we were about to eat. Now is the time before we leave the table to remember when things are going well, when things are going very well. We are satisfied, the health of the Savata, before we leave. That is the right time to thank God for the food that we're going to eat, but for the food that we ate, because God knows, Hen tochal v'savata uvatim tovim v'tivneh v'yoshavta v'rom levovecha. That is when you forget the shochach tos Hashem Elokecha. That's the time when you forget God. And so, Birchos Hamazon God instituted when we finish, before you stop and do anything else, remember where it came from, remember where you came from. And this is what we are, Asher Hashem Elokecha No Sein Lach. Remember the food God gave it to you, that you are now satisfied. Uvatim Tovim, the crops that you have in the field are from the benefit of the munificence of God and all of those things. And that's what Kriya Shema is trying to tell us. And this is where we go with this week's parsha. We have the faith. We have the hope. And Moshe is trying to tell the people, now you should have the understanding. And that's why he's telling us, what happened when I went up after I had to break the luchos? What is the point of maybe under normal circumstances when Moshe, one might think that if Moshe came down and shattered the luchos, well, Moshe could have given us the oral law, but what is the necessity of having a second pair of luchos, the luchos shnios? Does anything change? The second luchos were the same as the first one. He could have said, this is what it said on the first luchos, and now you will learn it, and I will write it down for you. We had to go back to Shemayim. Of course, he had to go back to Shemayim to ask for forgiveness, and what Moshe was trying to tell Bnei Yisrael also, Vayehi miketz arboim yom. He was saying, you know when God forgave us? Not on day number 10 and not on day number 20. It took me, I had to be there for a Shev Bahar. I had to sit there and plead for you for 40 full days. Vayehi mikeitz arboim yom, the arboim laila, vayenem Hashem Eloi. God gave me the second pair of luchos. And why did I have to bring down a second pair of luchos? So that you could see not the difference in what it says in the luchos, but it always sticks out like a sore thumb. They don't appear the same. The first one were handwritten by God from stones that came from the heavens. Moshe makes sov lecha, se luchos avonim korishonim. What's written on it is the same as the first, but every time I look at the second luchos, I realize what I lost with the first one. It stares you in the face. These are the same luchos, what's written in it, but these are not the luchos that were written by the hand of God. It's to remind you what you could have had, remind you all these things are there to remind us of what could have been if we had the faith. So what does God want from us? And this is where the Abarbanel makes a very rough statement over here. I only mentioned it. It's not so much off the topic, but it just goes to show where Moshe's mind is over here. When he says God got angry with Aaron, Aaron neglected to give his life. I'm telling you, I need you to be willing to sacrifice your life at any and all costs, as opposed to Aaron, who was afraid to die. Aaron made that critical error. He was unwilling to be Moser Nefesh. At that time, after he saw that they killed Hor, he did not want to sacrifice his life. He had other things in mind. He was trying to put them off, certainly. But Moshe criticized Aaron in this parsha and is telling him, I wish none of this would have happened. But you see, every time you go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it ends in calamity. You're asking me all these things that happened to us in the Midbar. Now that you have the capability, you are 40 years old in terms of understanding. Do you finally understand what God wants from you? He wants you to obey the laws. You have the schosavos, but it's time that you stand on your own two feet. Build your own bank account. May we all be zocha to, from this day forward, to amass the mitzvos and build our own bank account so that we could be mezaka our children in this world. In other words, we can't make their life better only by showing, setting an example. They can be mezaka their parents when we have a yahrzeit, which we, some of us ourselves, we memorialize yahrzeits during the year. When we say that the neshama should have an aliyah, it's doing what we were taught, or even more than we were taught. Then we could have the zechus to raise the level of the neshama of our parents and our grandparents who taught us to do all these things. That's how we could help them. They only have the ability to help us for olam hazeh. In olam haba, they cannot help us once they're gone. So we can start our own bank account so that we could benefit our children and our grandchildren. And may we have a pleasant end of the summer, and we have a wonderful week. Good Shabbos.